If you need to ship 40 tons of bricks, you of course use parcel post. That's what one man did to construct a two-story bank building in 1916. The story of constructing a building, one brick from the mail at a time, is this edition of the American Countryside.
From Kansas to Ohio, that's where you'll find Pivot Bio. From the Mississippi Delta and the Chesapeake, Nebraska and the hills of Tennessee, proven on thousands of fields across this great land. When you work the ground till the sun goes down, Pivot Bio's got a plan. Green the plants in a healthy land, use our predictable nitrogen. Wherever farmers grow, yeah, that's where we go.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Helen Keever says that a new bank building in Vernal, Utah was never supposed to cause such a stir. Yet it is this bank on Main Street that would cause the Postal Service to eventually rewrite its rules.
In 1916, W.P. Coulthard decided the bank needed a new place to be, so he built a new building. And he wanted to have the face of this building be very nice.
Coulthard decided that the face of the building should be covered with high-quality bricks made in Salt Lake City.
They ordered 80,000 bricks, which is about 40 tons of bricks. W.P. Coulthard investigated how to freight these in, and he realized that the cost was really high.
The freight costs were so high that he decided to check into alternatives that might be less expensive.
So he checked the mailing, and the mailing was just less than half of the freight. So he ordered these bricks. They were wrapped individually into a paper and then boxed into a 50-pound box and put on the train.
The postal route from Salt Lake to Vernal required multiple stops by rail and road.
The train came from Salt Lake City down to Price, up and over to Mac, Colorado. At Mac, Colorado, they stopped, and the first set of bricks that came through, W.P. Coulthard accompanied those bricks.
Coulthard's brick shipments caused the Postal Service to rewrite its rules. That part of the story, next time as we travel the countryside. Vernal, Utah, I'm Andrew McCrae.